You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
This is Ricey. You've been hearing my friend Josh Arnold, Mr. Money Talk, for years on the radio and Garage Logic podcast. I strongly recommend you sit down with Josh for your no-cost, no-obligation, 48-minute consultation on your investments, including your IRA and 401k. You can benefit from Josh's years of experience navigating different market and economic conditions, and he'll always give you straight talk and not sugar-coated advice. Give Josh a call now at 952-925-5608 to book your no-cost, no-obligation 48-minute consultation. That's 952-925-5608. You'll be glad that you did, and tell him Ricey sent you. Don't forget to ask, why is it 48 minutes, Josh?
Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC, a security investment advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice.
Patrick Ricey is a paid endorser.
Oh, it's fun. Crazy. It's painful, but it's wonderful.
What is the name?
It's Ricey Unchained.
And back from Florida, Patrick, yes. Ricey. Yes. What's going on?
In Florida, not a lot. I got to see Buxton play four innings in center field.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm happy that they're not taking Lavelle's astute advice to only play him a couple of games. In spring training, did you see that in Sunday's paper?
Yeah, I saw that, yep.
What would that accomplish?
You got to actually play him out there.
You're trying to find out if this is going to work or not, right?
Yes.
Or at least if it's going to work for a while. You got to play him every 3 days at least, and by the end, seven innings to see if it works or not. So,
in a weird way, you actually don't want to protect him too much now.
No, you got to find out.
Because if he can't do it, he can't do it.
You know, that's right. Then you got to, and then Margot is not much of a center fielder. He's a good corner outfielder, right-handed hitting option to Kepler and Walner. But, he's not an everyday center fielder. They're probably try to play him and Lee Willie Castro in some sifts if it turns out that Buxton can't play. But you got to find out.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants to find out, I'm sure. I don't think he's saying, don't play me and we'll hope it works. He wants to find out too, I'm sure. So
right.
He appears confident. It's, but you have to appear that way. But it is astounding that suddenly, as we've talked about before, that this surgery that seems rather routine can be the cure to the problem. Now, one thing I heard is the other surgery 2 years ago was much more extensive, and it might have taken a while to recover from that.
Oh, than we were told?
Yeah, it might be the recovery process there, the full recovery might be a little longer.
Why aren't they? I've never gotten this, okay? So if you're right, and I believe what you just said is probably 1,000% accurate, why aren't they more forthcoming at the time? Like the guy, he looks worse by not just saying, hey, look, we had to do a lot of work.
Yeah, yes, yeah, that's right. It was, it was an intricate surgery. And, and
instead of it successful, it took a lot of damn work.
Yeah, and last year, they kept saying, he can't play center field again,
Right.
He will not, just get it in your hands. I ended up writing that 8 times last year. He's not going back to center field. Get it through your head. Well, You know, if they thought there was a process for him to come back to center field, it was just going to take a while, they should have said something.
Yes. Yeah.
So, anyway, and, you know, he went over and played six innings in St. Paul twice, right? He played 2 days, and then he had to shut her down again with whatever was going on last year.
Mm-hmm.
So, maybe, you know, long-term... Getting, I think they got behind the kneecap last year and did stuff, right? I don't know. And they described it as tendonitis. The other thing they do,
yes,
is they leave it. They leave it to the manager to, you know, to pretty much,
I know,
tell you what's going on. He don't know, and then the trainer is kind of afraid to tell you anything because he's not the. So they don't really explain what's going on. You know, the famous, you know, plagued Joe Mauer for the rest of his career because he wasn't going to play in Tampa there in the middle of April. He and Morneau were both out, and they handed Gardy a piece of paper and said bilateral leg weakness, and that became a... Now, there's every time I make light of that, I see somebody kind of, it's an actual, you look it up, it's an actual...
That's the problem. They looked it up.
Yeah, it is. It's, you know, they were looking up for some reason to explain it. But, yeah, again, with Buxton, I mean, they let him, you know, they kind of let him hang him out to dry last year. Why can he never play center field? And now it's, you know, he convinced everybody that he's got to play center field. By the way, he hit as a DH last year. Otherwise, it's over. But, you know, it would make a hell of a difference if he can play. You know, people, it's not going to be 150, but if he can play 100.
Well, if he gets 100, to 100, the first time since 2017, he's played 100 or more games once in his career.
Yeah, that year he was the Platinum Glove winner was the last time, 2017. He's 30 years old now.
Yep.
It's hard to believe he's 30, but, you know, he'll hit better if, I don't know, I think what they played yesterday pretty much was their regular lineup. And they had him.
It was close.
They had him hitting two. I don't see him as a two hitter.
Yeah,
maybe they just they might have been batting him there because they wanted him to get three at bats and then leave the game. You know, it could have been that. But I don't know. I'd rather have Correa hitting second than him, wouldn't you?
Yeah. I don't think he'll hit second.
No, but pretty much the regular lineup yesterday. I think so. I mean, as far as you know, you're going to have Farmer. Farmer will be a DH, play some second base against lefties. But beyond that, it's, you know, that's not, I don't know. Kirilloff, that, I didn't like what I saw from him down there this spring. So I don't
how
know.
So?
I didn't swing, nothing happened. He hit the ball. It wasn't, he didn't sting the ball at all. But again, it was February.
Right.
I saw him play. I saw four at bats or five at bats. But I don't know. He hasn't. I think they're worried about him. You know.
Well, I mean,
that's one reason they went and got Santana. I'm sure
he's been hurt enough to be worried about.
Oh God, yes. And you know, he's a Joe Mauer hitter. Left center field is his target, and if he can't drive it, he does you no good at all.
You know whose swing I like is Brooks Lee's.
I haven't seen much of him. I've seen
a couple
of
times.
A lot of people, yeah.
It's a nice swing.
They like him a lot, yeah. They're going to have to, you know, Correa is your shortstop for three more years probably before they would even think of moving him, and you got your third baseman now for the foreseeable future. So, you know, they're going to have to figure something out. People, they talk about Julian maybe playing first and Brooks Lee becoming the second baseman and you know, blah, blah, blah. I think it's way early to do that, but he's gonna be up before the year's over. I think in some
it looks
form,
like it.
Don't you?
Yes,
in some form.
Yes,
you know, could he? The guy, the odd man out here, who they're probably trying to trade right now, I guess, is Larnick.
Yeah,
even you know, get something for him.
Yep,
because you know, there's no sense in having him sit in St. Paul again, unless. What you could say is okay. Wallner, we liked last year, but Wallner can Walner's also got a chance to be hitting 195 in the middle of May, you know, mm-hmm. with a lot of strikeouts. He's not Joey Gallo, and he's a great athlete, I think. But, you know, he surprised them how good he was last year. So we'll see if he's that good. It'd be great if he is, because he can jump up over the fence and catch a ball and run it, and he can run. He's a good athlete. But it's not like, oh, boy, we're fixed there for.
His options end after this.
Yeah.
Plus after 24?
Yeah. And Kepler, you know, Kepler's going to be a free agent.
Yeah.
I still wonder if he'll be here all year, but they're.
I feel like there could be one more late spring training trade coming,
too.
Don't you?
I do too. I think they'd. You know, with this, whatever the hell is D. Scarfani or whatever his name is, this is completely.
Did you see the report? Don't be concerned, but the same problem, which is going to lead to Tommy John, is a problem. It's Tyler Malley all over again.
Yes, and
a couple of starts, he'll be fine.
But you went and got Tyler Malley because you wanted him.
Right.
You got this guy because you had to take him right. off their hands after the Giants made them take him to take on the Robbie Ray
right.
contract. So
no, you're right.
He's been traded twice by, we're not making a deal with you unless you
he's a hot potato.
Take this guy. Yeah. Now they only are paying $4 million of his 12. So,
but I'm with you. I wouldn't be surprised if he does not make a start all season
or ever
for the Twins.
Or ever for the Twins either.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Which is okay with me because a couple of weeks ago I spelled his name differently in a column twice and it was wrong both times, according to Chris Miller. So
you know what? He's not going to, if he does pitch, he won't pitch enough for you ever to get it right.
No.
Like Minkiewicz and Pierzynski, mm-hmm. as position players, you eventually just got it seared into your brain.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, you did.
This one ain't ever getting seared into your brain.
No, it's not. It's got a neater writer quality to it because it's the wrong letters.
Yes.
The letters are what you know, like neater writer would have been fine if it wasn't double T's and single R's.
And then you got to remember where the I and the E or the E or I.
And they're transposed. That was the big problem with Nino. Although the new Russian, when he gets here. Ustinov, whatever the hell his name is. We got no chance.
Ustinov?
And that one. Now, if you're a beat writer, you just kind of type it up.
Yep.
And then you go pick it up, right? And slop it in there.
Save it to a thing and then just.
Save it to a thing and put it in there.
Well, and the problem with him is the pronunciation of his name is nowhere near the spelling.
No, because he, unlike Kaprizov, the K is silent. Right?
Yep. Well, and Kaprizov's the greatest Russian name of all time.
Yeah, it's easy.
It sounds like it's spelled.
Yes, right, the whole thing. I don't know. I got a hard time getting on. I know I shouldn't, you know, like the famous Jerry Burns, when his daughter was going to marry a guy of Iranian descent, and he asked a guy, aren't we at war with Iran? And somebody said, yes, Jerry, but not him.
Yeah.
You know?
Not him in particular.
Not him, who's a great guy. I met him. He's a great guy. Not him in particular. He's been over here for a long time. Well, it's like, you know, the Russian hockey. We can't be mad at the Russian hockey players because of Putin. But, you know, a lot of places are not letting Russians compete.
Oh, no. They won't in hockey. They're out right now.
Yeah, they're out.
The, you know, the World Juniors and the Olympics, which is a shame, because I mean those teams are so damn good, but
Well,
but we're not mad at the individuals.
No,
yes.
We're not mad at the individuals.
Yes, we just wish that their names were easy to spell.
Yes, that's right.
You should be Kaprizov.
Yes, we're not mad at the individuals. He, by the way, saved their season last night, right? yesterday afternoon by
maybe. I mean,
but I mean, they lose.
But you almost lost to the Sharks.
I know they lose that game. It's pack it in, give it up.
Trade deadline's Friday. I'm confident that they're going to pack it in by Friday.
You don't think they'll go anything?
They're 8 points back. They don't have. It's a lost cause.
And Nashville is hot, and the Kings. You know, Kings are what they want again.
The Kings
cup favorites. What happened to them?
Kings got off to a great start, went in the toilet, fired their coach, and they're hot again now.
Okay,
because it's hockey.
Who'd they fire?
Todd McClellan, who's been all over.
And now who'd we bring in? Their minor league guy or something?
His assistant coach. it's a guy that played here. I think he played, or I know he played for Northern Michigan. He played for Rick Comley.
Really?
And I believe he played in the Final Four before it was the Frozen Four at the Civic Center, before we tortured the name of the damn
Northern
tournament.
Northern Michigan. And when Northern Michigan and Lake Superior were both kind of threats there for a few years.
Jeff Jackson's still coaching, by the way.
Yeah. And he was Lake Northern State. Michigan or Lake State?
Yeah, Rick Comley was Northern Michigan. Jeff Jackson was Lake State.
Okay. That's... you know, I have been to Michigan Tech, and I think Lake Superior State is even further down the peninsula, right? That's right on is that in the Sioux? Is Lake Superior State in the Sioux?
I don't know.
That's a long way up there, man.
I don't know, but I know it's damn cold.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and Michigan Tech, yeah.
Yeah.
What's the famous weekend there, the Carnival?
The Winter Carnival. John Gilbert used to strike the fear of God into Gopher fans by saying they have to go to the Winter Carnival. In fact, during my precise 2-hour interview with John, he mentioned the Winter Carnival.
Did he?
Oh, yeah.
God bless him.
He mentioned the Winter Carnival.
God bless him. Jim Hiller is the LA Kings coach.
Wow.
He's 54.
So how many...
It's my age.
Since opening night, how many have we dropped in the NHL? How many coaches have gone?
Oh, God.
7, 8?
This year's been a boon for firing guys. Edmonton fired their coach. The Wild fired their coach.
Edmonton fired their coach?
Early.
And then they didn't lose a game for 18 games or something.
They were first. I think the Wild was second to fire their coach. Mm. The Kings have fired their coach. The Blues have fired their coach. Trying to think of
how about
else.
The Jets?
Nope. The Jets.
The Jets fired somebody else though, didn't they? Fire the general manager or something?
Not recently. No. Hold on though. I'm seeing NHL coaching changes. Let's see. Mm-hmm. I'll find it here. It's hilariously long.
Yes. And were any of it now? Hiller might be a first time hire then in the NHL.
I don't think he has any.
Wow, that's.
I think he's a minor league guy at one time.
That's really dramatic when you hire. You get a guy who hasn't coached before in the league. You think Boots is done? No, I see Boots on TV. He looks a little old.
He's still politicking to get a job.
He is. Totally.
So he was, in fact, I heard him talking about the possibility of expansion because that could get him back in.
Oh, okay.
These guys are incredible. You know that. These guys are unbelievable.
They got 32 teams. They can't expand. They can't.
They want to go to 34.
Just to collect the money. Right?
Yes. Oh, it's all a cash grab.
But they first
they've got
of all,
Arizona playing in a college rink.
Yes, right.
It's a mess, and they won't do anything about it. They're now threatening the Jets. The Jets aren't trying.
Right. The Jets
they're threatening
dry.
The Jets. They won't threaten the Coyotes, but they're threatening the poor Jets.
And the Jets, it's basically price of tickets, isn't it? They just don't have any money up there, and they've got the ungodly. I was reading. When I saw that, I said, I looked up, why are Jets fans not coming to the games? They can't afford it.
No.
No.
It's not that big a building.
No.
And I think it's, I think it's price. I think part of their biggest problem is I don't think the corporate community's in good shape up there.
No, that's what I mean.
So, that's the problem is you can't sell those suites and you can't sell those, big chunks.
Well, they don't have it's like Des Moines.
Yeah. But they moved back there. They know what they were getting. So, here, in-season coaching changes this season, okay? Edmonton, the Kings, the Wild, the Islanders, because they went to Patrick Waugh, Ottawa, St. Louis,
We got rid of this, we got rid of Berube, who saved the day.
We blew Berube out for Berube some guy out. Who's scholarly looking. Months ago.
Early in the season, we threw him out.
Yeah. They got off to a bad start. You're gone.
The guy won the cup. He came in when you were terrible.
He'll be back next year.
Won the cup.
He'll get a job next year.
He's probably ahead of Dean on the recycle list, huh?
Yeah, I would think so.
Because he won a cup. Right?
I'm not sure how high Dean's going to be on that list.
No, I'm not either.
Because this was Dean's first NHL job.
Yes.
So I'm not sure how high he's going to be. Mm-hmm. Not sure what the trust is going to be.
Well, and they didn't do anything, you know. Plus, his minor league record is losing in the first round of the playoffs.
I tell you what I saw last week, especially in that Nashville game, it appears old Heinze might have been tuned out quickly here.
Okay.
Man, was that a bad performance.
And you told me that BSN, this is the biggest game of the season to... It wasn't that important.
Yeah,
there's
afterwards.
Still fight afterwards. Well, after the 6-1 shellacking, it was, this isn't the end.
I got a note from a guy that said at the end of yesterday's game, when they came back after trailing almost the whole game, when they came back to win, that Ryan Carter said something like, this was an absolute must win.
Yes, okay.
Because they had won.
If they lost.
Oh, then it went, we're fine.
We're still fighting. Now, they still have 5 games or maybe 6 left against the Mutts.
Another one
with the Shark, 2 with the Coyotes.
Coyotes on Thursday.
Coyotes haven't won in a month, have they? They've been terrible.
Oh, they finally won a couple games.
They've been terrible. And then Anaheim, too, which is those are the 3 worst teams in the league. Right?
Yeah, no, they've still got a chance to get points. But the problem is there's so many points available.
Yeah.
You know, because all these 3-point games.
Yeah.
Really hard. It's really hard right now. In fact, when they went, their best chance was the last hot streak. They started last week 2 points out of a playoff spot,
right.
And they were 10 by Sunday, 10 points back.
Wow. Now they're 8, right?
They're 8 now, yeah.
8, yeah. But Nashville are one of them. The Kings have like 2 games in hand.
Yeah, they don't have any games in hand.
They're not.
No, it's not. It's not.
But it's only 62, so they still got 20 left.
Mm-hmm.
God Almighty, this is a long season. When do they end? They must be really crowded the schedule.
Mid-April.
They must have 3 games a week at least.
Well, the schedule is stupid because they built in these bye weeks.
Yeah.
Why so that all these guys could go, because the Players Association wants the players to have a break to go get drunk on the beach. But then the problem is they come back and abuse them.
Yeah, then they play 4 games
I told
a Louis week.
That years ago. I said, why are they doing this? Because now it's like a race to the finish.
Yes, yeah. It's like spring break for college students, right?
Yeah.
You get, 5 days off or something.
They all went
good does it do? 5 days off. By the time you pack up and go someplace, you got
to
come back.
Well, and now they've convinced them to combine it mostly with the All-Star break. So it's like it's like the NBA All-Star, mm-hmm.
But they don't all get their break the same week either, right?
They
want to have games to put on TV.
They don't all get the break the same week, but they're closer. They used to start to give the breaks in like December.
Yeah, kind of like the NFL.
And those guys bitched about it.
Kind of like the NFL, which, sometimes you get your break in the 4th week.
Yeah.
What good does that do me?
But hockey's made all of the breaks closer now, so that they'll still stagger a few games in.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still the most red. They don't. Why are you doing this?
So how did my guy Patrick? How's he doing? Did he turn the Islanders around at all? Or are they still stink?
They're 5 points back of a playoff spot, I think.
Oh, really?
So, I mean,
has he done anything crazy yet? He's
no.
He's insane. I love him.
He's tried to hold it. No, he's tried.
I watched the first game he coached with Colorado, and he threw a stick over the boards and was.
When was he banging the glass on Boudreaux and it like started to collapse on poor Bruce?
Was that against us? Is that why I was watching the game? His first game, was that against us?
Might have been.
What with them? Because he threw a stick on the ice. I know that.
It might have been.
He's nuts. He's crazy.
You might be right.
So where had he been?
Juniors.
He'd been coaching.
He coached juniors.
How would you like to be a junior?
I think he owns a team. I think he owns part of a team.
How would you like to be coaching for him? Now, who's running the Islanders? That's not Lou, is it?
Lou is.
That's
Lou.
Oh,
that's why I think Waugh can't freak out. I think the agreement was probably you got to come in here and act like Lou doesn't put up with anything.
Well, Lou's. But does Lou still have Jacques as an advisor or not?
Last I saw, Jacques was an advisor for the Maple Leafs. I don't know if he moved with Lou.
All right.
I think Jacques finally might have just said, you know what?
I
live in Florida.
Sit in a boat, smoke my cigars, and go fishing. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Although, having been in Florida for a month, we might as well have been here. The weather was the same. It would like be one
gorgeous here.
Couple, 3 nights, it was 45. It, you know, it was.
Twins should have stayed here.
Yeah, they should have. Why not?
Just played.
Gentlemen, don't. No, I don't want to say this, but if I got a cabin up in the North Woods, I think I'm putting fire retardant on that baby. If this is. I was just talking to Dan Seaman. He went to Ian Punnett's funeral in Manhattan, Kansas. He said the Missouri River is like dry.
Yeah, this is a problem.
Down there. Oh, it's going to be dry.
Yep. No, I saw that.
We better get a rainy April, else we're in trouble.
I saw the fire advisories already.
Yeah, well, where Wilmer or someplace has had some place.
Takes a cigarette, there. Man. That's all it takes,
that's
right?
It. Throw it out the window. That's it, man. It's going to be bad. And the Twins have a very big predicament here. We're all rooting for a windy, for a wet April, except they got 13 or 14 home games, including the Dodgers. That's what we forget when we're projecting Twins attendance for this year in 2 million.
Right.
The schedule stinks.
Right.
Because it's one of the years where they gave them a lot of early season games.
Yep.
And last year, you had perfect baseball weather. Yep. You had one game that was, I think, put off till the next day ahead of time.
The opener was.
Because it was
the opener was delayed just a day.
Cold or something.
Because of the built-in.
And I think they had one rain delay all summer.
Yeah, it was the best season since the opener, right? 2010.
But that's the thing about this drought this winter. Yep. It's following a drought all summer, which is.
Yep. And you like droughts, but you don't like fire.
I like drought, but I don't like fire. So, which is, you can't have your cake and eat it
quite,
too.
Quite the predicament. Man who loves a good drought does not like fire.
No, he doesn't. There's nothing wrong with a September where it rains for, 15 days or something.
Right.
And you got all the muck and stuff, but it's bad. It is bad.
And as you've said for a long time, the other problem with April home games is they no longer start them at 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
They're TV productions.
Yes, that's right.
So you're stuck there at night.
I got to bring that up. So Saturday, our Looney Tunes here on Score North.
Which you knew the whole time.
I was on it.
You
saw Terhar and Jonathan after the game. Why didn't you get me on for my soccer expertise?
Your emergency contact.
Yes, did I tell you that I had?
Yes.
That a couple of months
ago. Like in Florida or something.
Maybe in Florida.
Yeah, it was in Florida.
Yeah, but it said, we are contacting Jonathan Harrison, and I'm going, I don't know how to stop it from contacting Jonathan Harrison.
Oh, my God.
He's living in New Prague now. I told him, my life is in your hands, even if you're in New Prague.
Get on a Sun Country.
Yes, right. Get your ass down there and tell him to take me out of the middle of the street where I just collapsed.
You're my only hope.
You're my only hope. Tell him to give me first aid. But anyway, I went there because it's the first game of the year. Okay. And I hadn't been there in 3 years, I don't think. But it's a 1 o'clock start, 1:05. The rest of the season, the next 16 home games, all at 7:40.
Yep.
Because of Apple.
Yeah, which I don't even, I don't get Apple or the soccer package, so.
No, even if you get Apple, you still got to buy the soccer package.
Okay.
On top of the Apple.
My Loons consumption is way down less.
Yeah, right, because it's not free. But, Eric Durkee, nice guy, I know him a little bit. He says, how did we get you here? I said, 1 o'clock start, And the way the paper is running now these days, if something happens at night, you really don't have a chance to write.
Glorious day, 1 o'clock start.
Yeah, and it was
perfect.
You know, when you look at the schedule, March 2nd, and you're them, you say, oh, God, I hope it doesn't blizzard.
Right.
And you got 60 degrees almost. It was fantastic. They do entertain themselves, though, the fans, although they're all mad at you. Because when they had the corner kick, they were waving. They waved. The whole place waves. And I assumed they were towels that that are issued to them. So I said towels, waving towels.
Scarves?
They were scarves.
Yes!
They were all scarves. They all have, but every one of these saps has paid them $50 for a scarf to wave the scarves during corner kicks. Those were scarves, Ricey. Oh, okay.
The owner gave you a scarf quite a while ago, and you turned it down.
Yeah, I don't know where it is. I think he did. Yeah,
I thought you told him to keep it.
I saw the owner. He was just in a gloriously good mood at halftime because they were pressing the action. So
when's the coach getting here?
Monday, I think.
Okay.
Today, I think
the paperwork was done.
Today, the 32-year-old. Although I said Monday, somebody told me Monday, and they changed the copy to say is en route or something. So maybe they don't believe that. That I don't know. It's an attempt at accuracy that I don't know. I was told Monday.
I just found the search to be very peculiar because it took so long. You fired the.
Well, that's because Khalid or whatever his name is didn't get here till what month ago or something.
Yeah, because it's the paperwork for him, right?
I saw him walking in, and he had a little tiny guy.
That's what soccer guys are.
5 foot. No, he's okay. He's
okay.
He's taller. You know, he's normal. But he's got a little lackey.
Okay.
A little guy. And this guy was so frantic to do anything he wanted. He all of a sudden, he's walking with him, and he's racing back to the car to get some, like this. Yeah, I think if you're a team manager or whatever they call them, you're the executive, you got to have a lackey. This guy, he's got a lackey, a little tiny guy.
But they're all thin.
A little tiny. He is thin. He's a handsome fella. But the little guy was kind of chubby.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He wasn't a player, but he was willing to take orders and rush back to the car and grab something. Anyway, it was a glorious tie. Not a tie. Glorious tie. And I'll never figure out extra time.
How it's added?
They said there's 4 minutes, but then they kept playing. And Colorado kept saying, is the game over? And all of a sudden we get a goal and it's tied up. So, but it was good. It was fun.
You know what the problem is? You still didn't know the players like you did the kicks.
Oh, God, no.
Alan Willey, Ace.
No. And my suggestion was future spelling bees, instead of giving these, be based on MLS players. That's let's see how good these little brats are spelling some of those names,
That'd be guy, like Houston Dino, Pat.
Yeah, this guy who got the tying goal. Good luck on that one, man. Good luck on that name. So that's the thing is, we used to have, with the kicks, we got Englishman and a couple of Yanks, right? That was it. And then Ace. You had to learn how to spell Ace. Yep. That was the only name you had to really learn how to spell.
Yep.
Now there's guys.
You know what?
We're multinational. Right now.
You know what now? I think Ace would just be, I don't think he would use his last name.
Just be Ace?
He would just be Ace, because it's now common to go with one name.
Oh, yeah. Although.
Now, Pele did, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that, I think, was kind of a Brazilian tradition.
Okay.
From what I can tell. But.
He could just be Ace now.
Yeah, you can be Pele. Nobody, if they tell you whatever, this guy died. You wouldn't know who it was unless they said Pele. It was Pele.
Yep, so. Exactly right. Hey, tell me about your favorite place to get an automobile.
I said this the other day. I am so happy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had a rental car down in Florida, brand new car, really nice car, really ran nice. But they wouldn't leave you alone. You know, they're ding, 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 do this, do that. Yeah, this is, now they did this this Buick did save me from changing lanes and crashing into a guy. I'll say that. They scared the hell out of me, almost gave me a heart attack, but I didn't hit the guy.
That's good.
That's good. But my 2019 Buick Cascade that I bought from Jim Paul, which is about my fifth straight car that I bought from him, it was comfortable to be back home.
Mm-hmm.
And, the car that doesn't warn you about everything that's happening or mad at you when you're backing up, that, you know, ding, 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 and stuff like that. So I appreciated being back in my own vehicle. But having driven one of the new ones, if you're up on your tech, baby, this is the way to go. Brett Paul and Jim Paul's Valley Group of GM Dealers, they got a tremendous volume of vehicles, including four SUVs. The small one up to the big one, hockey parents, just the vehicle you want to load all the stuff up in the back. Good rates right now for getting it financed. 0.9%, 1.9%. The new Buicks are they look great. They look great. So and you know these guys will take care of you because I've been buying cars there for 10, 12 years, and I wouldn't be doing that if I didn't trust them. So Jim Paul, Brett Paul, Valley Group of GM Dealers, looking for a car, used or new, check them out in Apple Valley and Hastings.
All right, Timberwolves.
I'm worried.
I saw your tweets about them.
They can't shoot. They can't shoot. They don't have to guard McDaniel. They don't, you know, he's nothing. $27 million of dollars for him. Wow. He can guard somebody, but can't make a shot when it matters. I think he had six again yesterday. He's there. They ignore him. He ignores them on offensively.
His teammates ignore him on offense.
Yeah. That's what
you're
I mean.
Right.
Nobody
right.
ever. And once in a while, they throw it down there in the corner and they'll let him have that shot.
Yep.
He's shooting. I was surprised. He's shooting 36 points on 36% on threes, but I can't remember him making one.
The Sacramento game on Friday, he was pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, but they don't incorporate him a lot.
No, they don't. And Edwards is. Let's discuss Edwards. The local newspapers are avoiding the topic. But Alan Horton revealed to us on the broadcast that the players had a baby shower for him. So the reason Anthony left Friday at halftime is his 29-year-old girlfriend, who used to be the girlfriend of Chief Keefe, who's a very hot, he's big in the rap scene.
Yep, big rapper.
Right? Big rapper.
Unbelievable.
Chief Keefe. I looked it up.
I've never heard of Chief Keefe, I believe
you. I had to check her out.
You.
Now, she's 29, so she's a little old for him, but she's his official girlfriend.
Okay.
And not to be confused with the one who revealed the check for $100,000 from Anthony Edwards to get an abortion.
Yep.
Pastor or something like that is her name. Now, she's an Instagram model. And
look at you. It's like page six.
Yeah. Now, I'm not sure. She's more his age, I think. But this gal, we don't know if she was in town delivering the baby or if maybe he went to, maybe they were in the room video.
Oh, okay, like he maybe. Could watch it on video conference.
Zoom or something. Yep. You know, I don't know how it's doing.
Yeah, he left at halftime.
But he left at halftime and it basically cost him the game. They lost the game. That they should have won against a bad team. And then only the NBA, though. Does this happen? And then we got the abortion thing, and it's the NBA. Anywhere else, they'd be saying, wait a minute. I mean, we don't expect fidelity here, okay? But I don't know why the local papers have avoided the topic.
You know,
I guess because it hasn't been officially announced.
Krasinski threw it in a story today, just low about the fact that she gave birth. I don't understand. It was avoided like he something was really wrong.
Yeah,
though.
Right. I mean, he has a girlfriend.
I mean, if a girlfriend has a baby, okay, yeah, that's...
She's carrying the
like,
baby.
I can decide if I like that you left the arena or not, since yes. My old man was at home asleep and my mom had to call him and say it's a boy.
Yeah,
and right. He just had to go to work the next day.
Right. Yeah, that's not the same. Well, as I say, I had my kids so long ago, they treated the husband like a rapist. You know, I was the last guy, when Chris got born, the second one in St. Cloud, I was the last guy in the hospital to know. Oh, wait, we forgot to tell the father. Yes. You know, we were showing everybody else, you know, walking everybody. So it's a different, obviously a different attitude. But that's why he left. You know, okay, I hate to say this because it's going to sound bad. But he's not a smart guy. Shooting a layup with 3 seconds to go when you're 3 points behind, as you've been, there's 14 seconds when you call the timeout, right? 13?
Yeah.
13.
Yeah. And
you've been out there fiddling around with the basketball.
Right.
For between you and the other guys. You've made about 3 passes, and you got the ball, and you don't realize there's only 3 seconds left?
Right.
Huh? But, you know, the clock's running here, you know, and he goes, shoots a layup. And as somebody said in Twitter and in response to me, and they were right, the Clippers couldn't wait to get out of his way and let him shoot the layup with 2.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, come on in. Come on in.
Oh, 3 seconds?
In, dummy. Yeah. All we got to do is throw it in bounds.
Yeah,
but it's hard to lose to the Clippers when James Harden goes 0 for 10. Doesn't make a basket.
And Paul George had a bad game.
Yeah.
And Kawhi had a bunch of points, but he didn't shoot particularly well.
No, got it. They can't.
They're fourth quarters.
They don't have any shooters. They got Cat, but Cat is not a let's set him up for a three guy. He's a guy that he gets his threes kind of trailing the play, and they throw it back, and boom, and when he gets that open look. But now he's the only shooter you got to guard, really, that they got. I hate to say this. Somebody said it today. They don't have Malik Beasley. They don't have a three-pointer shooter. They don't have the guy that, okay, let's run something for him and get him a three-pointer. They don't have any three-pointer. Cats are by far their best shooter. Connolly, all of his threes is – Not force. They're in the, you know, they leave him alone because they're doing other stuff. And, you know, when he's forcing up threes, he doesn't make them. He's never been a great three-point shooter as far as going and getting his own shot. And they don't have any. That's what they needed in the buyout market was Gallinari or somebody like that, and they didn't get him. So, and this Morris is, you know, backup point guard, right? But
he's not going to get a lot of shots, though.
Not going to be a lighted up three-pointer. No, yeah. They don't.
You're not going to get a ball much.
I don't know where they're going to end up, third, fourth, maybe. But whoever they end up playing, they're going to have home court, but it's going to be a toss-up, whoever they end up playing. They're not going to be favored over anybody, I don't think. Do you think anybody that...
I mean, I would have to see who they play. But, yeah, it's going to be difficult.
Because the West is all the same. Nobody's great.
Right.
Nobody's terrible. Nobody's
the problem
great.
Is you know how to beat them. Like, that's if they don't clean some of this up, the formula to beat them is pretty clear.
And when Rudy, you know, God love Rudy playing defense and stuff, but the same problems exist offensively when he's on the floor because he's like, running around inside, and they don't have to worry about him except getting a rebound and dunking or something. And McDaniel, you don't have to worry about. They don't have shooters.
I think
Nomo is killing them.
Oh, Slomo?
Nomo. I call him Nomo. What's he done? He tries.
He works hard.
He was really good last year, and he's really not good this year. He's mediocre.
I think Conley, and I'm not surprised, is getting tired, too.
Yes, too.
That's the thing is he's in his 17th year. He's 36, and he's playing all the time.
Yeah.
He looks to me like he's getting tired.
I think our coach has to use more players.
Yeah, I could see that.
I do, you know, I do. I mean, Connolly should go into a a week of games here and say he's not playing over 20 minutes,
yep.
you know, and let the other, let Morris play. Let Morris play 20 minutes and see what happens.
Yep.
But you're right. Connolly is getting tired.
But, I mean, he should.
And we just gave him a two-year deal, and everybody is patting him on the back. But he took what didn't seem like huge money.
Right.
But what are you going to do? You want to be paying McDaniels $27 million? Starting next year, I think, the year after. I mean, he can guard people. But
yeah, well, I also think, though, that you have to involve him a little bit more in the flow of things offensively just to find out.
Stand in the corner.
Because, I mean, he has a shot. They literally just ignore him half the time. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. It's Ant and Cat, and occasionally they'll lob it in to Gobert.
I'm watching last night. There's a minute to go, or a minute and 10. They throw the ball to Ant, and he's bringing it up the left side. And I said, brick warning. What? Within seconds, he's going to take throw up a 27-foot rock.
And he did.
And he did, and that was the biggest moment of the game until he laid it in with 3 seconds to go.
Yes.
He's not a bright fella. I don't think he's a bright fella. I don't have anything against them, but
aside from Conley, I'm not sure they play like a bright team a lot of times.
No, they're 88 points. It's hard.
And by the way,
in the modern NBA, it's hard to score 88 points.
Did you see too? Starting in the first quarter, when they were playing great, they were blowing the Clippers out. Every call that Ant and Cat didn't get, they're throwing up their hands. They're going over to the official.
I didn't see the first quarter.
They're going to the official during the timeout to find out what. Just shut up and play.
Yeah. Yeah. It was instructive. Again, when you see the whining, don't be at the soccer game the other day. It's unbelievable. They got one guy, by the way, it's a scab too. Their regular officials are on strike or something.
Yeah.
Are being locked out because they want money. And it's everything. Every time he even points the other way with the ball, somebody's over screaming at him. But there wasn't much flopping. I was disappointed. I like the flopping.
You didn't get a guy go down and hold his knee.
One guy from Colorado was down in the penalty area.
Okay.
And I thought a sniper might have gotten him, but as it turned out, he just got up.
My favorite is when they bring the stretcher out and haul the guy's ass off the field. He gets off the stretcher on the sideline and starts walking around.
Yeah, and he comes back in the game because they played with 10 guys for 2 minutes or something.
Yep.
Yeah.
I love it.
It is. There was one really... Now, what was it? And I hate to get back to soccer again because I know probably not our target audience, even though this is the official station.
I was going to say, this is Loon's. Of the Loon Central right here.
Loon Central. And, it is an interesting thing because it's, you know, you said, hey, that first quarter, that first half was pretty good. They're moving up and down. It's still 0-0. Oh. Still 0-0. I don't know what we need. You can't make the net any bigger. It's big enough.
They don't want scoring.
I don't get it. They don't.
They're fine without
it. They want a goal to be like this glorious. I mean, Diego Maradona scored a goal with the hand of God.
Hand of God goal, yeah.
50-some years ago, and we still, it's a goal. One goal.
Well, they see the beauty and the precision, and they also love the craft beer.
Oh, yes, yes, which is...
I mean, how many people are actually there to watch the game?
Wonder what your... Well, now they did respond when something good happened.
Sure.
They boo every time the referee counts. you've been to that place, right?
Yeah.
A couple of times.
It's very nice.
The east end of the stadium down there, that big bleacher wall, Wonder Wall.
Oh, the fans,
That was a genius to build that place.
Yep.
Because it's just... That's where all the youth assembles and have a hell of a time.
Walk up there sometimes?
No, I don't.
That is as steep as it gets.
I know. I don't think I could make
it. I did it one time. It's very, very steep. I did not enjoy it.
Listen, I fell on my ass at Concordia University watching a basketball game.
Yep.
if I start going down the Wonder Wall, I don't think it lasts too long.
But you know what? You didn't stay down.
No, I did. I got my quotes, and the next morning I couldn't move, but that was good. I got my quotes.
Like you played a football game.
I got it in the paper.
You walked up 100 stairs at Harvard.
Yeah, 102.
102 stairs.
102, but...
You're spry.
It was hard to fall there. It was now coming down.
I was going to say
coming down without a railing. When I went into the main stadium, that was dangerous.
Yep,
that was dangerous.
Imagine the lice on there, huh?
Yeah, right. Yes, that's true. But as I said, I'd rather walk up steps than down them. Now that's the sure sign of old age. Buddy.
Oh yeah, I don't disagree with that.
That's right. What else? Have we got anything else?
Does Kirk stick around? We're 1 week from legal tampering.
Is legal tampering?
I mean, the tampering started all at the combine already.
So why does Atlanta want him? Do they think they're good?
Yes, they think they have. They think they have the skill position players that he would be the perfect fit.
Okay, so
and Arthur Blake's like 81. Pat,
where do they draft?
Eight. So they could try and trade up, but yeah. It sounds like I think they want a veteran quarterback.
Well, then they can trade down, right? And get 2, 3.
Yeah,
one,
absolutely.
Because somebody will be.
Absolutely, they can.
Somebody will be. I think we're going to draft McCarthy, though, don't you?
We like McCarthy, but they're going to have to. They're going to have to trade up after the combine.
Have to trade up.
He's top 10 now.
So we got to call.
Who are we going to call?
We got to call Atlanta. Say. We promise not to bid for Kirk.
Yeah, you're gonna.
We promise not to bid for Kirk if you if we can give you two number ones for the eighth pick, our pick, and then switch next year too or something.
If you can get him there, great.
Yeah.
By the way, Kirk will go down as the greatest businessman negotiator if they don't put him in Canton. If the Players Association,
they should. He should be pay it all because. He's gonna give us a deal. He loves it here.
Yep.
He loves
hometown discount. Even though he has nothing to do with the state. Yeah, that's my favorite.
And now we're reading. Now the reading. Who was it? Schefter or who reported? Who reported that? He does not plan to give anybody a discount.
Graziano and Jeremy Fowler. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. We won't get a hometown. Why on earth would he give you? He came here as a mercenary.
Plus they just upped it by $30 million.
I know.
He wants a hunk. He wants more than he ever's gotten.
Guaranteed.
He wants 50. He wants 50 at least. He wants 100 for 2 years with an option.
My admiration for him as a negotiator is so high, it's unbelievable.
Yeah. Who's his agent?
Mike McCartney.
Oh, yeah. He's a well-known one.
He's well-known, but I mean... Yeah, you know what? Don't sell Kirk short, though.
No.
I mean, McCartney's real good, but it takes a client with balls to do what Kirk does.
Yeah, say, how much, how much do we have to guarantee? Yeah. And he says 100%.
And short-term contracts.
Yeah, yeah.
He always bets on himself with short-term contracts.
And this year, he bet on himself, he got hurt, and it's still not going to cost him any money.
Because they put out a video on a tennis court dropping back into... Yes. Oh, Kirk's back!
So, it's the best thing ever happened to him, though, if they like McCarthy and they get him, that's better than having Kirk back, I think.
Yeah. And it's cheaper.
Yes. Yeah. Way cheaper.
It's cheaper for 4 years and you still got him in the fifth.
We got our fans all fired up about this nose tackle from Miami or something.
Wilkins. Oh, Christian Wilkins. Yeah.
How'd that last nose tackle acquisition work out? Is that fella's gone, right? He played four.
Dalvin Tomlinson.
No. Who the guy they had last year who played?
Harrison Phillips?
No. Well, maybe he was a
Christian Ballard?
Like, no, the guy who got hurt last year, they paid him a bunch of money to
That's stiff from the Packers. That's stiff.
Are you talking about Davenport, Pat?
Yes.
Oh, no, he's an end.
Not Davenport.
Who's the stiff from the Packers?
Big guy was going to come in and stop the run.
I'll get it for you. I always forget his name.
He was going to come in and stop the run, and he played about five plays.
He was terrible. And they paid him $2.
Michael
too.
Pierce?
No.
You're talking about this last off?
Yes. Last year.
I'll find it.
Who got hurt this last year?
I'll find it here.
Tomlinson left, right?
Tomlinson left.
Yeah, he was good.
Okay.
But he got paid by Cleveland. Dean Lowry.
No.
Yeah, that's the name I'm talking about. Dean Lowry.
Talking about.
There's nobody else.
There's another guy. They got another guy hurt last year.
Davenport's a Russian.
Maybe Davenport. Maybe.
Yeah, that's. I think
how
that's who you're thinking
did
of.
Davenport play?
Like
8?
Yeah. Yeah. He's a pass rusher.
I like those guys.
He's not a big fat guy in the middle.
I like those guys that come in and just steal their money, though. I like that. You let the NFL suffer, man. They got.
Well, that's
guys.
What I'm saying. Kirk should be your here. Kirk should be the guy
sure,
that you.
Right. I give Kirk credit.
You should
for
write.
That.
If Kirk leaves, you should write a column saying this is one of the greatest Vikings of all time, and here's why.
Because he made him pay him.
He's the only guy that stole the Wilfs money.
Call up Chad Greenway. Ask him about the time they cut him by 50%, and then he played over 400
they
plays.
They assured him he wouldn't play too much, and then someone got hurt, and they're like, are you going to play
all the time? And you can give you any of that money back? No, you don't get any of that money back. They're, they're a bunch of thieves. But
all right.
So when is the draft?
The 25th.
Of
April.
So we got 2 months of this nonsense, right?
We're having our Purple Daily Score North draft party at the Fillmore. You should join us.
Sold out.
It's sold out.
It's sold out.
Yeah. Fans.
Where is the Fillmore, downtown?
Yeah.
Right next to Target Field.
Yep. It's right by Target Field. Right at by the choo-choo train.
It's an
down
old
there.
Theater or something, or what is it?
Not old, is it?
No, they built it in like 2017.
Oh, really?
Yep, it's a new, okay. There's Fillmores all around the country, too.
So what are they, breweries?
No. It's kind of like a GA. It's very GA seating. There's balcony and premium seating above, but it's very much like a First Avenue or an Armory.
When they don't have Purple Daily, what do they have in there?
Concerts? Yep.
Okay.
Yes. Comedy shows.
So Chief Keef, if he comes to town,
Chief Keef could sit with us.
Might be at the Fillmore.
I think Chief Keef might attract a bigger billing, but...
Really?
But yes. Oh, yeah. Chief Keef would be at the Armory or Target
now,
Center.
I think we got to find out what happened to Chief Keef and Edwards' baby mama.
It probably ended. It probably ended. All things must pass.
Options.
Exactly right. Exactly right. So
for both of them.
Who was the rapper?
She's an attractive young lady.
Who was a rapper that went to Caitlin Clark's game yesterday in Iowa City? There was a rapper at that game as well. There were a bunch of...
Maya was there.
Jake from State Farm was there.
Really?
Courtside.
Travis Scott was at the Caitlin Clark
game.
Yeah,
who's Travis Scott?
He's also very popular rapper.
Okay.
Not familiar with his work.
And Maya was there.
Oh, was she?
Maya was there, yeah. Maya and her. Because when she was a little kid, she came up and became a Lynx fan because she met Maya.
Yeah, that's all. I don't even want to talk about the fact that these idiots
were. You could have tanked, and you would have had a 20% chance of getting her.
This is what no one will argue with me with. You know what?
Yeah.
How could you not tank?
That's right.
Can you imagine if they had her coming?
Yeah. Oh, God, yes. Now, she will be here in 5 years when she becomes a free agent. She's going to be here. We're going to break the bank. Well, I guess you can't break the bank.
But can you imagine the excitement if she was coming, if she was going to be drafted here?
Well, I was surprised to see her announce right away that she was going to everybody's going to accuse her of breaking records, like Maravich only played 3 years.
3 years,
But
with no 3-point line.
I think she thought that if she played a fifth year, then they'd diminish everything that she's accomplished.
She's a great story. She's a fantastic story, and you found her.
I did find her, and there's a chance that I could write a Wednesday column on that topic.
You know, it's a long way, Patrick, from tiptoe ball throwing
to discovering the person future.
That changed.
There is some evidence.
We can change.
There is some evidence in my past that it took me a while to convert. that might be the lead.
Don Shelby would never believe that you one day
Would discover
Caitlin Clark.
I think
Clark.
He owes me an apology when he tried to get me fired 33 years ago.
So. I think you should tie those things together.
Yes.
The man who once was, damn near would have been fired today for that,
yes.
Discovered Caitlin Clark.
Yeah. Well, if it had been up to your buddy Bud, it would have never gotten in, but he wasn't on the desk. Yeah,
well, it's good Friday night. Never write anything controversial for Saturday back then. Bud Thursday and Friday was not working.
He could have saved my fat ass, but he didn't.
All right.
All right.
Talk to you.